Good morning, my dear sisters and brothers. Today, we are already on the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And our gospel, if you listen carefully, regarding brotherly correction. You know, it's very hard to correct our brothers, particularly those who don't want to be corrected, those arrogant, feeling of being superior. It's not an easy job to correct the fault of others. Why? Because some of us don't know how to ask forgiveness, and some of us don't want to be corrected. The attitude of mind of your own business. In my own reflection regarding the gospel, there are three steps to correct our brothers. First, private confrontation. According to Jesus in our gospel, between you and him alone. It means private confrontation. In private confrontation, we need to use proper words to correct our brothers. Do you believe, my dear sisters and brothers, that actions speak louder than words? Do you believe? Yes. Actions speak louder than words. We need good actions and good intentions to correct our brothers. We need patience, kindness, goodness, truthfulness, humility, and self-control to correct the offender. We need truth to correct the offender. Do you believe that the truth will set you free and the truth will prevail? So what's the first step? Private confrontation. Second, after the private confrontation, the second step, direct confrontation. According to Jesus, when he does not listen, take one or two others along with you. Of course, don't bring his enemies during direct confrontation. The best way is his best friend. Again, the same strategy in the first step. After the correction, of course, there is forgiveness, understanding, and peace. Peace is not only the absence of war, but the real presence of Christ in our heart. So that's the second step, direct confrontation. Third and final step, public confrontation. According to Jesus, if he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would Gentile or a tax collector. There is forgiveness, but there is justice. Nobody is above the law. So what are the three steps to correct our brothers? First, private confrontation. Second, direct confrontation. Third, public confrontation. And here I have two questions for your reflection. First, what's your human reaction when you are corrected? Angry? Want to fight and retaliate? We need acceptance, understanding, and change when somebody calls our attention. We need radical change. Tomorrow is too late to change. Change not only for the good, but for the better. Today, we celebrate baptisms after Mass. Before we profess our faith and pray for the needs of the Church and to the world, I invite the families of the following children to stand. Kendra Corrales. Father, bless the families of the children to be baptized today. Help them to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to stand fast in this community of believers. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Together, let us all stand and make our profession of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God and true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.